I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, Grateful Ones. Before we start, find yourself in a comfortable space and take three deep breaths. I know it's been tough for all of us, so let's take this time to feel whatever you're feeling as you take a deep breath in. Take in love, kindness, joy, and gratitude. And as you exhale, let go of any pain, anger, regret, or discomfort you're feeling right now. Welcome to After 30 with Cara Erigel, a 30-something reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as we talk love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. I post new episodes every Thursday. Follow at After 30 with Cara Erigel on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. I hope you're all safe and well. Raise your hands if you can relate to these questions. Where did all my money go? And what did I spend on? I mean, one of life's biggest stressors really is that you feel like you just never have enough money and you don't know where your hard-earned money goes. No one enjoys living paycheck to paycheck, but what can you really do when you have mouths to feed, monthly bills to pay, and you really are barely making ends meet? And it's not even about how much money you make. There are a lot of people out there who make 6-7 figures and can't even manage their money well enough to save. Why? How can we make the quality of our lives better while spending less? Wait, you can do that? You know, one of the things I think the pandemic taught us is to be mindful about what we put value in. I think we're taking the extra step to look inwards, understanding our values and what's really important to us. Today, we're talking about intentional spending, how to live well and stress-free while spending less, with Singapore-based personal wealth manager, investor, and entrepreneur, host of her own podcast, In Pursuit. Everybody, please welcome Janilyn Sakdalan. Hi.
Hey, hello, Cara.
Hi, do I call you Janilyn or is Jana okay? Kasi close na tayo. Eme.
Yes, close na tayo.
Just call All me right. Jana. Hi, Jana. How are you? How are you today?
I'm phenomenal. I'm excited to be here.
I love the word phenomenal. Well, thank you so much for making time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for reaching out and, you know, giving us this opportunity to have you on the show. We're also going to have an episode on Jana's own podcast, so make sure to watch out for that. But I'm so excited to talk about money. No, because I've had quite a few guests on the show. We talk about finances. I've had Salve. You know, I've also had someone from PNB. You know, I really love... I enjoy talking about finances because admittedly, I didn't have a very healthy relationship with money growing up. And so now that I'm married, you know, I'm also still figuring things out. And, you know, also having moved to a different city now in the province and, you know, planning stuff with my husband financially. And dami ko pareng, there's still a lot of things that I don't understand. And I'm also guilty of asking myself those questions. Where did all the money go? So what is... I want to know, my God, what is the main reason behind this constant feeling of lack when it comes to our finances? Why is it just never enough for most of us? Ano ba yung psychology behind our spending habits, Jana?
Right. I love your intro. Yung mga question na ganun, it makes you think sometimes, diba? But yeah, before I answer that question, we have to acknowledge first that minsan meron talagang lack. I mean, yung mamapasok na income is not really enough to even meet yung basic needs. So may mga times na ganun. Pero sometimes, no, even if we have enough money na, sometimes more than enough pa, we still have this feeling of constant lack. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have in the bank account, but it has to do with the way you feel about it. Because you can have a million in your bank account, pero if you feel na hindi siya enough, hindi siya magiging enough, diba? It's about how you feel about that money. It's not about how much the money you have in the bank account. And normally, that feeling of lack is because of either of these two things. Number one, you don't appreciate what you already have. It's called scarcity mindset. It's a lie that we always tell ourselves na, I don't have enough. This is never enough. And the second thing is when you don't know what's enough. And that is a scary place because when you don't know what's enough, the world will push you. The world will tell you what's enough. And normally it's not on your favor. And the world will constantly trick you into thinking that you need something outside of yourself to feel enough, to feel happy, when the fact is you will never find fulfillment, happiness outside your own. So it's your job to define what's enough for you. What's enough lipstick? What's enough number of shoes? What's enough number of jeans? Because if you don't, ay nako, ang galing mag-push ng mga companies, big companies, advertisements. You don't even have to go out of your house, di ba?
Yes! You can just be in the toilet and buy 10 lipsticks.
Yes, you just turn on or go to your social media and everyone is trying to sell you something. And they are so good at convincing that you need this, you need that, you need some more to feel happy and fulfilled or to feel more pretty or, yeah. And normally it's a psychological and not only psychological, but it's a spiritual needs and we're trying to fill that with physical things. And it's never going to be enough if you try to do that because like what I've said, hindi naman alam ng world yung limitation ng bank account mo din eh. Ikaw lang nakakaalam eh. So,
yeah. I love that. Yun yung mga reasons.
So, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with that kind of mindset, scarcity mindset and not knowing what's enough? So, first we have to appreciate what we already have by appreciating the small things that we already have. Like, I mean, I'm gonna sound a bit of woo here, but hang in there, okay? You're gonna understand this. But sometimes we tend to neglect or we tend to forget the blessings that we already have because we're so caught up in a mindset na kailangan ko pa ng more. So like simple things like the roof over your head. How about that? I mean, a lot of people don't even have a roof over their head. It sounds cheesy, right? But yeah, how about the clean drinking water? As simple as that. Be grateful. And one of the activities that I do every morning is to take down notes of the things I'm grateful for. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. Because if I don't do that, again, if I go out and if I see someone on a bikini and at the beach enjoying, I will think that, oh, I should be at the beach as well. If I don't acknowledge what are the blessings that I have. So yeah, acknowledge the things that you already have, be grateful. And the second thing, yes, identify what's enough for you. Because only you can tell that what's enough and what's not enough.
And that is it for today's episode, everybody. I'm just kidding. I love it because you are so on point. Like the things you mentioned are literally the grounds and basis of this whole podcast. I love it. If you've ever listened to an episode, I always start my podcast with, you know, a deep breath. And, you know, I always ended with a gratitude shout out to the universe. And and gratitude is a big, big thing for me as well, because I really, really, really 100%, 120% agree to everything that you said. When you come from that space before, even as you wake up, before stepping out of your house, you're not coming from a space of lack. You're coming from a space of thank you for every little thing and big thing that I do have, because I have them. Diba? Love that. Thank you so much. And okay, so two major things that you mentioned there. Why is this the psychology behind money and our spending habits? It's because most of us are always coming from lack, not enoughness.
Scarcity.
I don't have enough. Scarcity mindset. And the other is you don't even know what's enough. how do you even know what's enough for you? Only you can decide that for you, because tama ka, diba? If you allow the world to take control of and to tell you, to dictate what is enough for you, then you will always be a victim of sales and marketing and all these things that, you know, you see everywhere and you feel like you need because they tell you you need them. Oh my gosh. We'll dive a little deeper into that later on, but what a great start. I love it. Before we talk more about money and intentional spending and the emotions behind our spending habits, I want to get to know you a little bit more, Jana, because like I said, I come from an interesting upbringing, but when it comes to money, you know, money in my home growing up was never supposed to be talked about at the dinner table. And then I married into a family who they're very open. They're very business-minded. They talk about money very openly. And sobrang na culture shock ako. So me and my husband, diba, me coming from save, money talks is, you know, it's so uncomfortable. And then a guy who's like, invest. And then let's talk about money now. I'm like, what? So yes, how do I deal with it? I'm not right. He's not, you know, I'm not 100% right. He's also not 100% right and not 100% wrong. Either way, we just have very different relationships with money. So I want to get to know your relationship with money growing up. Like for you to even be able to get into this industry and to love it as much as you do and share what you know about it the way you do now, what was your most significant experience with money growing up? Like what imprint did that experience leave you, and how do you think it affected your life now?
Actually, Kara, I cannot not talk about money without talking about my experience growing up, because that's where that's what my main drive is. So I grew up in a household where the money was the constant. I think a lot of people can relate to this. Money was the constant cause of stress and the cause of fight between my parents. Every weekend, nag-aaway sila because of money. So that was traumatizing for me, okay?
I'm sure.
So and the reason, later on ko nalang na-realize na, oh, they were fighting because unang-una, they have different views about money. Bukod pa yung lack sa money, because yeah, I came from a humble beginning. So there's a lack of money, and at the same time, magkaiba sila ng views on how they handle money. So my father, for example, he's a saver. He loves to save money. And in fact, yung first money lesson ko was from my father, because I remember him. He has this parang vault. Ginawa niya talaga, box. And then what he does is he always set aside a portion of his paycheck for emergency. And then he will always, kasi parang tataka kami, kulang na ngayon pang gastos, itatabi pa, parang ganun. No, it's for emergency. So pag kailangan natin, hindi tayo kailangan mangutang, and we have our own money, which is tama kasi sakitin ako nung bata eh. So pag nagsakit ako, pagpupunta kami ng clinic, we don't have to parang stress
worry about money.
Saan kami kukuha ng pera? So yun. Yun yung una kong lesson about money, so having an emergency fund. So when I started earning my own money, then I started setting aside then for my emergency fund. Kaya I never ako nawala ng emergency fund. And then my mother naman, she's an opposite of my father. She's a spender. I don't know why. Hindi ko tinanong, pero I think rooted din yun sa ano niya, sa pagkabata niya. But then yeah, she loves to spend money. But the thing that I learned from her naman is she's always been financially independent. Never siyang umasa 100% kahit kanino sa father ko. And I think may period lang nung kakapanganak niya lang sa bunso namin kapatid. So yeah, but yun yung indirectly tinuro niya yun sa akin, na kahit may asawa ka na, you have to be financially able then and independent. Ayun, but one of the most defining moment talaga nung life ko. Mas ang bigat naman noon, most defining moment. Most defining moment was, okay, when I was 16, my father lost his job suddenly. Like, I can remember, this is an important detail because I can still remember vividly that night. Ganun siya ka-importante sa akin. Kasi, He came home from work and normally he'll just rest and then have dinner and then sleep. But that night he started drinking. Ngayon yung father ko kasi, he needs alcohol to have strength to sell something. So dun pa lang, alam ko na something was off. And then he started drinking. And then after niya makakuha ng enough courage, sabi niya sa akin, alam mo, wala na akong work. Wala na akong trabaho. So ko, nag-decide silang mag-close na kasi hindi na nila gustong ipagpatuloy yung company. Mm-hmm. Tapos, of course, he's worried kasi nga papasok ako ng college at that time. Pero he said something that really stuck with me and then yun yung naging deciding factor ko moving forward. Sabi niya, I think wala kang mararating or wala kang mapapala kung magiging empleyado ka lang, kung magiging employed ka lang. So, you have to find a way na maging boss. Ikaw yung maging boss. Ikaw yung may-ari ng negosyo. Mm-hmm. So, bata pa ako noon eh. Hindi ko nga alam ano ba yung business, di ba? Mm-hmm. Pero, that night, I decided, sabi ko, Kara, I want to be rich. That night. Kasi I don't want to be in that position na dahil lang ayaw na nila ipagpatuloy yung business.
Wala ka ng trabaho, wala ka ng income.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he did that almost half of his life.
I mean,
he was so devastated. And I can still remember yung face niya at that night. Kaya sobrang nag-stick talaga sa akin. Kasi I think that's one of the worst thing, di ba? Seeing your parents, seeing your loved one na nagsasuffer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and yung father ko, hindi siya expressive, but I felt his pain that night. And then I said, okay, I want to be rich. I want to be the business owner. Okay? So, it affects my decision on what course to take in college. Because sabi ko, okay, if I want to become rich, then I need to learn more about money. Kaya ako nag-take ng major in finance, hoping na if mag-take ako ng major in finance, then I will learn more about money, I will learn more about business. Yun yung expectation ko, diba? But it's not enough. So I resort to reading books, self-help books. And I used to watch, TV show. It's called On the Money. Salve Duplito was one of the hosts.
Hey, Salve! Okay, I love Salve!
Wala pang YouTube noon. I think wala pang YouTube noon. So, hindi pa uso. So, mas mahirap yung information if you want to learn how to invest, if you want to learn the importance of insurance. But I learned a lot from that show. I learned about entrepreneurship, the importance of insurance, yung mga ganong lessons. Sabi ko, I had an epiphany din na, wait lang, bakit hindi ito tinuro sa school? It seems really important. Bakit ganon? But little did I know, meron nang na-plant na seed sa akin na someday, I'm gonna be the one teaching and spreading financial literacy. Kinikilabutan ako. Pero yes. So, pero super bata pa ako noon. So, sinangtabi ko lang yon. And I just went on with my life. And when I graduated, I got a job dun din sa dream company ko. It's a finance company din. I think I've been manifesting naturally. Hindi ko pa alam yung word na manifestation and all. Pero one time napadaan ako sa company na, a finance company din. Tapos sabi ko, dyan ako mag-work. And then I got the job after. But here's the thing. When I got the job, I thought it was my dream job. Pero hindi pala. Sabi ko, hindi pala ako pang office. Padal-dal kong to, hindi ako pang office.
So, at least na-realize mo yan early on at hindi ka nag-ease.
Yes. Pero hindi ko alam kung anong gusto ko. But I know na gusto kong in line with finance. But and I also, meron akong vision. Meron binibigay na vision sa akin si Universe. Na you're gonna be helping people with their finances. Financial planning, financial. Pero hindi ko pa alam din yung term na financial consultant kasi I was so young, di ba? But I know na hindi ko gustong magstay sa job na yon. So I started talking to my ex-boyfriend kasi husband ko na siya ngayon, so ex-boyfriend. So sabi ko, wait, parang hindi ito yung gusto ko pala. Ayokong, pero hindi ko alam kung anong gusto ko. Sabi niya, then bakit hindi ka mag-try dito? Mag-work? Kasi sabi niya, why not? Kasi finance capital ang Singapore. So, gusto mo sa finance. So, I tried.
Were in the Philippines muna?
Yes, I was in the Philippines.
Okay.
Sorry, yung details. So, yes, I was in the Philippines muna. For a few months lang. Pero doon ko na na-realize agad na, wait lang, hindi ako pang office. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano nga yung pwede. So, I just know that I didn't want to stay there. And then yes, shinare ko sa kanya yung ano ko, sentiment ko na ayoko pala nito. Although ano ha, mahirap na decision siya kasi maganda yung benefits. It's one thing, 'di ba, na that keep us minsan sa job kasi maganda yung benefits although hindi natin talaga gusto. I talked to my father, sabi ko sa kanya, I'll try to apply for a job in Singapore. And ang worry lang niya is kung safe ba. But tinanong niya rin ako, dinouble check niya lang, sure ka ba kasi maganda yung benefits mo sa company and blah, 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 ganyan. Sabi ko, yeah. And then pinayagan naman niya ako. So, yeah, long story short, I got a job here as a financial consultant and it's been 8 years na. And
oh, wow.
Loving every minute of it.
Oh, and my podcast, gosh.
Yung podcast, nung 2021 lang, yung before I, there's something about aging, no? Kasi magta-20 lang ako nun eh. Magta-20 lang ako nun, sabi ko, something is parang whispering me that you have to do something. Hindi ko lang alam kung ano. Pero I was thinking YouTube ba? Pero ang goal ko is to share my knowledge about financial literacy. Sabi ko, wait, pag YouTube, lagi kong kailangan maganda yung itsura ko noon, yung effort. Mas magta-take ng time. yung podcast, voice lang naman kailangan mo madalas. I mean, it's optional if you want a video, di ba? So, sabi ko, I think it's easier pag podcast. So, doon ako nag-start ng podcast. Ah, ang haba ng story ko.
No, I love it. Every single detail of your story is so very telling of why you ended up where you are now and why you're here, diba, with us now, sharing what it is that you know. Usually, the people who get into this, well, no, I don't want to speak in general, like usually, but I'm just saying, like the people I've encountered so far on the podcast, Salve even has also shared her personal story and her journey when it comes to finances. Are people who have also had ganyan yung mga experiences imprinted on them when they were younger and they were like, yung realization nila na powerful yun eh, na I am going to be rich or I will never have money problems. Diba? And that's you shouting it out to the universe and hence manifesting that this is where you're going to go and how you're going to live your life. So part na rin siya ng being intentional, di ba? Kasi meron kang goal. Like, I think end goal ko, hindi ako maghihirap. Oh, my vision ka. But so you were talking about, and thank you for sharing that with us because that was such a powerful moment of you, you know, being in front of your father, feeling what he was feeling at the time. And even then, what he said to you, yung mas mabuting hindi ka empleyado, magtrabaho ka na ikaw yung boss, is coming from an emotion, di ba? Dalawa lang naman yan eh. Either fear or joy, diba? In humans usually, that we are driven by our emotions. He was clearly coming from fear and pain because of what he was going through at the time.
A lot of pain.
Exactly. A lot of pain. And that's a powerful, powerful emotion. Now, my question to you, Jana, is what do you think our emotions, jumping off of that, what do our emotions have to do with our relationship with money naman? Like we are most times overwhelmed with emotions. Parang di naman ako makaisip ng panahon wala akong emosyong nararamdaman. How do we effectively manage our emotions so that we can in turn efficiently manage our finances?
Alam mo, I want to believe na rational tayo pagdating sa money. Pero pag titignan mo, hindi talaga eh. Kasi if we are rational human being, alam natin na kailangan natin mag-save, alam natin kailangan natin mag-invest, but a lot of people are still not doing it because we decide based on our emotion. So, kasi, well, human being tayo, so congrats if you're feeling some feelings because ibig sabihin ng buhay ka pa. And not all emotions naman are necessarily bad, but we have to be aware kung saan nanggagaling yung decision na yun. Is it based on... Kasi may tatlong most powerful emotions pagdating sa money, either guilt, shame, fear. Diba? So we have to be aware, am I making this decision based on guilt, based on fear, based on shame?
And why is it all negative though?
Yes.
Guilt, that's shame, the thing. And fear.
Yes, yes. Because we always think na, I'm not good with money eh, kaya I don't save. I'm just not good with math. But actually, it's a psychological problem and issue na rooted pa sa kailaliman, which is yung childhood natin. Yung mga beliefs natin. And ito ha, based on studies, by age 7, cemented na yung belief natin around money. So,
7?
Yes. And I, but by the age of 7, cemented pala. Very important. And So if you are, what I'm trying to say is, if you are 30, for sure, nakikinig ka sa podcast na to because if you are 30 plus na. So if you are 30 plus, trying to become better sa money mo, girl, boy, easy lang. Huwag niyo masyadong i-judge yung sarili niyo. Kasi imagine, you're trying to change something na nakasement na 7 years old ka pa lang.
Ang lalim nun, no?
Ang lalim, diba? So based on
belief natin. Jana, one thing grabe popped up on my head, like, because that's so important to know, for parents to know as well, diba? Young parents, mm-hmm. parents who are planning to have kids, who are raising kids as young as, let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. If may imprint mo sa kanila yung their thoughts and feelings about money at such a young age, imagine when you're probably having a hard time, of course, diba? And naglalakad kayo sa grocery and the child says, "Mom, I want that. I want that chocolate. Di natin afford yan, wala tayong pera." Mm-hmm. Or, "Hindi mo deserve yan kasi hindi mo na perfect yung test mo." All these things imprinted in a child. Can you imagine, diba? Okay, so how is this child going to be feeling about money now? Well, number one is I have to work really hard for it so that I can get it. Number two is that I don't have enough. Mahirap lang kami. I have a friend who, sorry, grabe, nag-trail off na ako, pero ang dami lang nagpapakong story in my head.
Go ahead.
I have a really, really good friend who, we're in the same business. We earn essentially the same money when we do our hostings and stuff. Okay na siya. Like, she's fairly well off. But grabe yung pagtitipid niya sa sarili niya. Pagbili ng mic, kailangan mura. Or pagbili ng ganito, kailangan ganyan. Which I get and I appreciate. But I'm like, girl, afford mo na to and you are investing in yourself when you get good, like, quality stuff because that's how you earn your money. She's like, oh, but psycho, saan galing yun? Yun nga. And growing up, her mom would always be like, ang feeling niya, hindi niya deserve yung expensive things.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, yun nga. You have to be aware first. Pero, dalawa lang kasi. Normally ha, dalawa lang. Yung overspending and underspending, so meron din palang underspending, is rooted either sa self-esteem mo. So, you don't feel good about yourself. That's why you keep buying things. Hoping na when you buy that thing, you will feel good. You will feel better. Yes, at the moment, but it's fleeting kasi, di ba? At the moment, yes, it will give you high, yung hit ng dopamine. But pag nawala na, you're gonna chase it again and it's gonna be more. Kaya may overspending. So, sometimes because of self-esteem. It could be self-esteem. And the next thing is, meron tayong dinatawag na financial trauma growing up. So, yung example, yung binigay mo example, that's very good example of financial trauma. Because yung time na halimbawa, yung example na binigay mo is very, ano siya, is perfect. Yung pagka, hindi nabigay yung gusto mo nung bata ka, and then you tend to feel negatively about that. Minsan, ano yun eh, nakukolect mo yung mga maliliit na bagay na yun, and yun yung nagkakos ng trauma. And then, if you're not aware na yun pala yung cause ng underspending or overspending mo, then you're not gonna heal. You're just gonna keep on moving on. That's why self-awareness is very important. Actually, hindi to finance episode, ano to, personal.
Yeah, self-love and self-awareness episode.
Self-awareness is initial step. Meron din mga tao na nag-hoard ng mga toys because nung bata pala sila, na-deprive. Now, is it a good thing or bad thing ba kapag yun yung ginagawa, nagko-collect sila kasi nga na-deprive naman sila nung bata. So may pera na sila ngayon, then they can afford na, di ba? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Well, the question is, are you healing by collecting more things? Or you're just avoiding certain...
Band-aiding. You're just band-aiding your
pain. That's the term.
Yes.
Are you healing ba? Or you're just gonna keep doing that and then you're just gonna try to keep on avoiding certain pains and emotion instead of actually facing it.
Gosh, so ang pala, no?
Ang lalim.
Ang lalim. Tsaka ang laki ng effect ng your own, I guess, your psychological and mental state when it comes to money. Hindi lang siya, hoy, grabe ka, ano, tag mo rito, masyadong magastos yan. Kasi we only see it on that surface. Grabe masyadong magastos or grabe masyado ka naming tipid. Tapos nag-end na doon. But it doesn't really end there, right? The way you are going to be able to fix your emotional relationship and mental relationship with money is if you dig deeper, grabe, as early as 7. Like, what was my first ever memory? Ano yung na-imprint sa akin na memory sa pera? And that is exactly why I am like this now. Like, for me, for example, I was raised by first formative years from 1 to 9 years old. I was raised by my grandmother who had just been widowed. When I was born, my grandfather died. So mag-isa siya. My mom left for the States. She was raising a baby alone at her age. Diba? And she was Ilocana pa. So ano siya? Like we were okay. But she was so tipid. Because siguro she already had it in her head. Di na ako pwede magtrabaho ng, diba? Nang, kasi ilang taon na rin siya at the time. She was already 60 plus, 70 plus. Also, I have a mouth to feed and I don't have all the energy anymore. And she's literally what I can remember that I still do until today is keep cash beside her bedside table. Always. Oh. There was always cash. Doon ako nabuhay nung pandemic. Thankfully naman, meron ding part na okay for me dun sa na-acquire kong habit na yun and ugali na yun from her, no? But yun eh, it's always just coming from lack and fear. Fear of losing this. Hoarder din yung grandmother ko. So I also became a hoarder. And I married someone who hates hoarding. And like I said, invest. Ganyan-ganyan. Pag gano'n naman ang pera sa akin, gano'n. And also yung need to work hard for money. Look, there are all these deep-seated emotions, you know, rigged. Kumbaga sa kung paano mo i-handle ang iyong pera. And so it makes it difficult when you do get into a marriage and you both have very, very different relationships with money. So how can we, maybe just like top of your head, Janeline, how do we effectively manage our emotions para ma-manage natin efficiently yung finances natin?
Okay.
Ano ba?
How to manage the emotions? Yes, unang-una, ask yourself, am I deciding based on my fear, my guilt, my shame, or am I deciding based on other things? Because you can only change what you are aware of. So you have to constantly ask yourself if it is coming from emotions lang or kailangan talaga. So one practice that I always do is I journal my feelings and emotions if I'm stressed. And if I feel the need to buy something na sa tingin ko hindi siya needs pero gusto ko siya, I'm asking myself, wait, why do I feel the need? Is it because I'm stressed? Why I'm stressed? Is it because of my client? Is it because of my interaction with my partner earlier? Yeah, so those kind of things. Well, it's a bit uncomfortable at the beginning, pero it's short term lang naman. Short term lang yung feeling na yon, pero yung result niya, yung benefit niya is pang long term. So if you're able to ride that short term, tawag nito yung uncomfortable, yung feeling na uncomfortable, uncomfort, then you will be able to ride the long term benefit as well. So asking questions really goes a long way. Like, what emotions am I trying to avoid here? Like, I have a friend na pag stress siya diretso sa Sephora.
Nah.
And then she's spending about what? $200-$300 in just one go. And I mean, meron na siyang cleanser, bibili pa ulit ng cleanser. Bakit? Sabi niya, stress ako eh. Without even asking, bakit nga ba ako stressed? So again, it's a psychological, emotional, sometimes spiritual needs and trying to mask it with physical things.
With dopamine.
With dopamine. With a high
that you get.
Yeah, temporary lang, but temporary lang. And again, after that, you're gonna chase back that.
Yeah. And then you look at yourself. You know, I was in that position during the pandemic because I was alone in the condo, right? I'd always justified now all this makeup that I buy, all the shoes, all the clothes, I use them for work. I have to because I'm a host. I can't keep wearing the same thing over and over. Okay, fine, justified. Sige. But then I was sitting like right smack in the middle of the lockdown, looking at all my stuff. After maybe a couple of weeks, I'm wearing the same thing over and over again. Maybe I wore three shirts and shorts and isang chinelas. I'm like, what are all these things for? Right? Are they really for my job? Well, yes, some are. Okay, granted. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are just for me because I feel happier when I have a new color lipstick. I feel prettier when I have a new outfit. Ganyan. It's always feel because I need to feel happy. I need to feel a certain way. I need people to see me a certain way so that I feel a certain way. It's always attached to emotions. And so, tama ka. The first thing to do is, I love how you mentioned journaling because it's also very important. If you haven't gotten to the habit of that, guys, this is your sign. Managing your emotions, because we do get highs and lows of emotions all the time. If you find yourself sitting and going through all these online shops na suddenly, you know, oh, check yourself. Why? If you're looking for things to buy, diba, hindi na yung you're going there kasi kailangan ko to, tas wait, check ko kung meron. Di. Uupo ka, you open the online shops, and you go, ano kayang pwede kong bilhin today to make me happy?
Yes.
Diba? It's become some sort of therapy. Therapy for a lot of us, especially now because sobrang rampant na ng online selling. I mean, I'm a victim. Not victim. I'm also a fan of it.
I almost fell for it. But even though I'm very aware na sa spending ko, I was just scrolling TikTok because I'm on TikTok as well. I'm scrolling TikTok and then may nag-pop up na.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
AirPod case. I already have my AirPod case, pero sobrang cute niya. Tapos isang click lang, nagulat ako, may ganun pala sa TikTok. Kasi medyo bago.
Isang click lang, nabili mo na.
Isang click lang, nandun na sa, isang click lang, diretso na sa payment. And I almost, if I didn't ask myself, wait, why do you
kailangan
need
ko
it?
Ba ta?
Wait, you already have, so why are you buying this? Is it because you need it? Because you're, it's cute or, di ba? I mean, I can afford, yes. But it's not about the question of, can I afford it? It's about a question of, do I really need to buy this? Yeah,
yes.
Do I really need to buy this and all? Later on, we're gonna talk about yung spending framework pa. But yes, it's so important that you pointed that out na ang dali eh, ang dali lang ngayon eh. So, yung iba nga ginagawang habit na yung ano, yung yung uupo tapos diretso online
scrolling.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Yun ang naging pastime nila. Yun ang naging pastime nila pag after work, diretso tingin. Add to cart lang naman daw. Pero hindi naman daw nila chine-check out. Yun.
Tapos pag nag-sale, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. Justified. Mas mura naman ngayon eh. Tignan mo, grabe nga yung discount eh. Swerte ko. Okay, sige.
Yes, it's so easy. Kaya nga, again, ikaw lang yung makakapag-identify kung anong enough for you. Kasi the world will just keep on pushing you. Yang 12-12, 11-11. Yes, it's another way of saying, yes, buy more.
Yes, you need this. Lalo na for me, because coming from, I hosted a show called Oh Shopping for the longest time, 7 years of my life. And our job literally was to sell. Mm-hmm. Sell things in every way possible. Diba? So inaral din namin, how do you convince people that they need a mop? How do you convince people that they need a new plate? You know, all these things. Oh, come on. Ano naman? Upgrade your lifestyle. Oh, kung makarag-karag na yung ref mo dyan, naririnig mo, maybe it's time to buy a new refrigerator. Eme, ganyan-ganyan. But, and it works. It works so well because we do feel like, for example, when we're earning a little bit more, we need and deserve to buy the finer things. Hence these terms that I actually heard from you when we first checked in on each other before recording the podcast. Lifestyle inflation or lifestyle creep, which really I feel like is an entire topic altogether for another podcast. But let's touch on it a little bit because it's such an interesting thing because I feel like most of us are guilty of going through this. So please tell us about the term lifestyle inflation or lifestyle creep. And how does this really affect us? Is it necessarily a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the last question was interesting. But yeah, so lifestyle inflation happens. It's actually a phenomenon. So don't feel bad because it happens to everyone, even to myself. I was guilty of lifestyle inflation. It happens when you constantly upgrade your lifestyle because you are upgrading your income as well. So when your income goes up, your lifestyle also goes up. So dati yung mga symptoms ng lifestyle inflation is yung dating luxury for you naging necessities na. Like dati, okay ka na sa hindi branded, pero ngayon brand, okay na yung branded kasi afford mo naman eh. The problem here is, you won't have this problem if you don't have money. Kasi the question you will ask yourself, can I afford this? If you don't have money, then you don't have lifestyle inflation problem. But, nagkakaroon na ng ganitong problem if ano to, nagiging problem to ng mga 30 plus na kasi tumataas na rin yung sahod.
Listen up, sabi sa'yo, separate episode dapat to eh. Pero sige, go.
So, mag-20s, di ba, you still struggle. Pwedeng nagbabayad ka pa ng utang and all. Pero pag 30, medyo nakakaluwag ka na. Doon na, napopromote ka na. Tumataas na yung sahod mo. Dati, isang perfume, okay ka na. Ngayon, dalawang perfume. Dati, you go out. Once a week lang. Kasi nga, syempre, nagtitipid, diba? Pero dahil may pera ka na, you go out every other night. Yun yung mga signs ng lifestyle inflation. Is it a bad thing? Actually, yes and no. Because sometimes we need to upgrade naman talaga our lifestyle. Lalo na, like for me, I work in my career requires me to face people. Of course, I have to look presentable. I have to invest naman sa damit and shoes and the way I look, diba? So, sometimes it's not. Nagiging bad siya if it's constant. Yung halimbawa, last year, for example, ang income mo is 500K. 500K. And then you are saving maybe 100K. So, it means you're spending 400K. And then, na-promote ka and then na-increase yung income mo to 600K, for example. And then, supposedly, meron kang another 100K na savings kasi nga 400K lang
naman tumaas.
Pero hindi ganun yung nangyayari. Ang madalas na nangyayari is yung savings mo either same or bumababa pa kasi nga tumataas na yung cost of living mo. That's lifestyle inflation. Bukod sa totoong inflation where our commodities are increasing price, yung lifestyle din natin minsan eh, tumataas eh. So, yun yung nagiging struggle ng karamihan ngayon.
And again, guilty rin ako dyan.
Again, magiging problem mo lang siya if your income goes up.
Right. Narinig mo ba yung sheep? Sorry, I live in the middle of a farm. Minsan may maririnig ka mga baka tsaka sheep in the background. No, that's so true. Because I remember like in college, yo, kaya ko naman uminom ng 3-in-1 na kape. Happy na nga ako dun sa black na kape. Diba? Pero ngayon kami ng asawa ko, suddenly meron na kaming sariling, pwede na nga kami magbenta ng kape dito eh. May ano, meron na kaming little coffee corner with like a legit espresso maker and like a milk steamer, ganyan-ganyan. And then, ano pa siya, magbabirthday siya this month. Sabi niya, look at this grinder. Oh, it really grinds it really well. Sabi, we have a grinder that works. Sabi niya, no, but it needs to be really fine para talagang makuha mo yung lasa nung ganto-ganyan. Sabi ko, babe, may grinder tayong gumagana. Hindi natin kailangan bumili ng 20,000 peso grind. You know, it's because you feel like you can afford it and you feel like you deserve better, which is great. I mean, of course, yes, you deserve better, but not when, and I love that example that you gave because that's the pinaka-visual explanation for it. This is you're earning this much, you're saving this much. Mm-hmm. Next year, tumaas yung sweldo mo. Pero yung supposedly savings mo, ganun pa rin. Bakit? Yes. Or bakit bumaba pa? Why? Diba? And that's what answers the question, where does it go? Why is it suddenly gone? Eh kasi, nag-switch ka to a more expensive lifestyle. Because yes, you deserve it. But if it's depleting your savings or kung walang, hindi man lang umaangat ng onte, then yes, it could be It could be having a bad effect on your life. So I would love to talk more about this. Maybe on another episode, Jana. Thank you so much for opening that up for us. Let me know, guys, if you want to have Jana back. And we'll talk more about lifestyle inflation, lifestyle creep. How can it not be a bad thing for us? And because sabi mo, inevitable nga siya eh. Yes. Especially if you're starting to live. I mean, you're tama ka in your 30s. That's usually the age where
It happened to me, and I had this epiphany. Oh my gosh, this is lifestyle inflation. Kasi it's so easy to justify. I'm working from home madalas. Tapos we don't cook regularly. Tapos may time na, I mean before, I feel painful na when I'm paying $3. I'm in Singapore, so $3 for delivery charge. So ginagawa ko lang siya once in a while lang. Pero may period before I created this episode about lifestyle creep. Before that, I had this period na, almost every day ako nagpapa-deliver ng food and $5, tapos hindi ako nag-blink. Samantalang dati, masakit na sa akin yung $3. So, nakita ko $5, oh wait, wait, $5 yun na. Hindi man lang ako nagdalawang isip clinic ko kasi ang excuse ko is, well, I'm
deserve
busy
ko to.
Money here and all. Pero it's not about amount or whether you deserve it or not. It's about the habit na nakukultivate mo sa sarili mo. And if you're not careful, it's a slippery slope. If you're not careful from, you know, ang pinaka, ano pa na example dyan is, dati motorcycle, naging car, naging jet, naging ano pa yung susunod, diba? So palalaki siya ng palaki. If you're not mindful. So mindfulness is very, very, very important. So if hindi ko na catch yung sarili ko noon, I think hanggang ngayon, $5, $6, kasi tumataas siya pag peak hour. So sabi ko, wait, anong meron? Bakit hindi na ako nag-blink? Diba?
Yeah.
Tapos sasabihin, oh, wait, kumikita ka man ng malaki eh, so afford mo naman yan. But no, it's not really about the money eh. It's yun nga, yung habit.
The habit that you're forming.
Yep, na pinoform mo sa sarili mo.
I just had an epiphany. You were talking about yun nga, lifestyle, inflation, no? And then, sabi mo, motor, naging kotse, naging ganito, naging aeroplano, naging ano yung susunod, spaceship, di ba?
Yes, but it's an endless.
That's the thing. And you kind of, it makes you think, diba, when am I ever going to be satisfied? Like, who's to say that this is enough na for me?
Yes.
Diba? So, what is, okay, so jumping off of that, I want to dive into intentional spending. Financial minimalism is also something that I heard from you. I kind of did a little bit of research about it because I need it in my life too. But so how is financial minimalism essential for us to live our lives free of stress?
Right. It's a good place. Nandun ka sa place na hindi mo na kailangan ng kahit anong bagay. It's a very peaceful place. And I think I reached that place already kasi dumaan na yung Christmas, yung New Year and all. And I'm the most unbothered woman on the planet na kahit i-flash mo sa akin yung sale dyan na 50%, hindi ako. Kasi I already identified what's enough for me and what's not. And kung may kailangan ako, saka lang ako maghahanap. Pero paano ako nakarating sa place na yun? It's a work then. And kasi nasa space ako ng finances and I have to understand, di ba? And I thought, kailangan lang matutunan ng tao mag-budget. Kailangan lang ng tao matutunan yung basic ng budgeting and ng pagsisave. Pero hindi pa rin eh. I mean, every year na lang, ang New Year's resolution is to stop impulsive buying.
Yeah.
So, ibig sabihin, hindi yun yung solution. Merong lacking. I mean, though, okay siya as a basic, yun yung makakatulong talaga sa'yo. Pero merong gap pa din. And yung gap na yun, unang-una, is you lack vision for yourself. So you lack vision kasi if you don't know your direction, pumunta ka sa isang lugar, wala kang mapa, hindi mo alam, 'di ba? So ganoon yung nangyayari sa money. If you don't know where to put your money, then kahit saan mo lang siya gagastusin, maliit dito,
madali ka mabudol.
Yes, madali ka mabudol. So yung intentional spending is kabaliktaran yun ng budol and kabaliktaran yun ng impulsive buying. And if you're listening to this, maybe biktima ka rin ng mga budol. And maybe your goal this year is to stop your impulsive buying. And the antidote to that is intentional spending. So pag sinabing intentional spending is you will align your spending sa values mo, sa goals mo, you will align it sa purpose mo. So it is para siyang meaningful spending. It's funny nga kasi everyone is teaching us, every financial guru is teaching us how to budget, is teaching us how to save, but nobody teaches us how to spend. And it's very important. So, intentional spending, if you learn how to do intentional spending, hindi mo na kailangan ng budget tracker. Kailangan mo na lang siya for as a general idea kung nasan na yung money mo, but you almost don't need to track your spending if you know how to spend intentionally. And nagsisimula siya by knowing what you truly value, what makes you really happy. And when you know what you truly value, what makes you really happy, double down on that. Spend more on that and then cut down everything. It's just nothing. Ano lang yun, noises lang yun. So when you do that, Kara, when you do that, ma-stop na rin yung guilt na nararamdaman mo kasi you know that this is what I value. Wala na akong pake sa iba. Ito yung gusto kong paglagyan ng pera ko because this is what aligns with my value. Kaya nga hindi rin mag-work yung mga sige, start ka with 50, 30, 20 na budgeting. Kasi hindi mo naman alam anong binavalue. I mean, for example, you love coffee, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Sinabi ko sa'yo, halimbawa ako yung financial consultant mo. And then sinabi ko sa'yo, Kara, you have to eliminate na tong coffee sa ano mo, sa spending mo. Kasi, ano siya, expenses lang siya. It's not important. Ano nga feel mo?
Hell no!
You love coffee, di ba? But yeah, first you have to understand din ano ba yung vina-value mo. So, it's another ano na naman, topic na naman about personal values. But we can start with this, okay?
Uh-huh.
List down 5 things that you value. If you don't know, you can Google, okay?
Mm.
For example, I value health so much because I believe if we don't have health, we have nothing. So, that's why spending on, I will never feel guilty spending on my wellness because I value health.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I really value is freedom. And I know na ang magbibigay sa akin ng freedom is if I have assets, if I have investments na later on magpipay sa akin, so I don't have to work. That will give me freedom. That's actually my vision, long-term vision ko na yun. So, that's why it's not painful for me when I invest.
Yeah.
It's not painful for me when I save because I know it's aligned with my goal, with my vision, with my goals. Now, another thing that I truly value is family. So, when I do spend on them, when I spend time with them, hindi rin ako nagigilty because I know yun yung dinavalue ko eh. But for other people maybe you value different things. So, hindi ko pwedeng i-push sa iyo kung ano yung dinavalue ko.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the first step is to know what you truly value. Double down on that and then the rest, ano mo na lang, ikat mo. So, spend, may term dyan, spend extravagantly dun sa binavalue mo.
Sa binavalue mo.
Yes.
Scrimp on the rest.
You know? Yes. And another thing is, okay, it's an exercise actually. So, if you're listening to this, I want you to look at your closet. And look at your closet. Ilan dyan yung talagang, kasi nabanggit mo rin siya kanina, so I want to use it as an example. Ilan dyan yung talagang na, ano mo, nasuot, yung na-enjoy mo, yung talagang pag sinuot mo, you feel amazing, you feel powerful. Di ba, ilan lang?
Mm-hmm.
Why not buy something like that? And then the rest is just, you know, clutter. Then stop doing that. Stop buying that. So yun yung ibig sabihin ng intentional spending. Hindi siya, it's not about spending less, but spending with meaning,
intention,
purpose. Kasi may purpose siya na na-feel. So, when you spend on things, pwede mong tanungin din yung sarili mo na, okay, what value yung pinapakita ko dito? Or ano yung nakukulit ko dito sa spending na to? So, to me, that's what intentional spending is. And naturally, you will cut down your expenses. When you do that with intention. Kasi you just don't, hindi ka na magpapadala sa influencer na nakita mo online.
Sa budol,
di ba?
No, gusto ko yan.
Hindi ka na magpapadala kasi, you know, wait lang. Sa kanya, okay yun. Sa akin, hindi. Kasi diba, we're different, di ba?
Iba yung values mo. Iba yung mas mahalaga sa'yo. I really, really love that because again it goes back to yun nga, when are you ever satisfied, and yung sabi mo kanina that you feel like you're okay, you're in a good place like financially, and you feel like you don't need much stuff. Like naramdaman ko yan nung Pasko at saka nung birthday ko like last year, because my husband loves, he's ano siya, gift giver siya. He likes spending, like, so he's like, but hindi siya yung bibilan niya ako ng something kasi baka hindi ko gusto, so he'll ask me what do you want regardless of price, whatever, we'll get it. And like, before I'd give into it, but like Christmas and like birthday last year, I'm like, I don't know. I literally, and not to brag, it's not bragging or anything, but I'm just like, I don't know because I have everything.
Yes.
I have everything I need here. I have everything I need with you. There's nothing else that I want that, you know, that binigyan pa niya ako budget. Or let's say this much, 1,000 pesos. Wala akong maisip na kailangan ako na ganyang budget. Okay? Wala akong kailangan. It's not a need. It might be a want, of course. There are some things I won't buy for myself because I feel like hindi siya worth my money. But sure. Okay. But yung need na kailangan kong bilhin to, hindi. Kailangan. And maraming mga malaliit dito, here and there, that yes, I see on TikTok or like, you know, I see on Instagram, these influencers looks great on them. But like, you need? Wala. Mm-hmm. And it's a good place to be, yes. It is, no?
It is so peaceful, no?
It is. Also, living in, I mean, moving to the province also kind of made me realize that, you know, I don't need much. I don't need these expensive bags because where am I going to wear them here, mom, in the farm? Sa dagat. Ano ko magle-leather Chanel, you know, I don't need those bags here. But living, yung mga damit na lang, yun yung medyo nahihirapan ako to let go because na-justify ko pa siya in my head and because I need it, you know, for work. Pero mamaya titignan ko yung closet ko. But I love that. Learning what you value.
Yes, it's a good start. Yung closet lagi yung good start kasi doon din ako nag-start.
Marikondo, diba?
And, yes. And kung titignan mo, diba, ilan lang talaga yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng joy. Oh, we're talking about Marikondo na.
So, work joy.
Ilan lang talaga. Tapos, we're still keeping and ano ha, it meron siyang energy din eh because I know you believe in energy. Yes. Meron siyang energy din na nag-take up ng space.
So clutter does so much to you and your brain. You know, the energy of hindi mo na alam kung nasaan mo hahanapin yung mga bagay kasi masyadong maraming bagay. As opposed to coming in knowing, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want. Because you can see it clearly. Ito lang yung mga bagay na kailangan ko. Ito lang yung mga bagay na mahal ko. And that makes me happy. Di yung mag-rummage ka through. Ano ba to? Hindi na nga kasha sa akin. Okay, but I love that. So financial minimalism and lifestyle creep or lifestyle inflation are two major things I would love to dive deeper on with you. Maybe, hopefully, if you will grace me on another episode. But okay, so pa-close na tayo eh. Magdadalawang oras tayo dito sa dami ng pag-uusapan natin. But I wanna just last couple of questions for me, Jana. I'm really enjoying this conversation so far. Definitely, I will be coming back to this. But okay, so number one that really stuck with me is know what enough is for you and identify what you value. Yes. Tama ka eh, diba? Kasi maybe a house is something that's valuable to you but expensive bags aren't. And to a friend of yours, a workmate of yours, lit ng bahay niya pero naka Louis Vuitton bag siya. I-judge mo siya ngayon, 'di ba? Ano ba 'yan? Hindi ako makapasok sa bahay mo. Tatatlo lang tayo dito. Paano ka magpapa-party with friends pero naka Louis Vuitton bag ka? Mm-hmm. But hindi mo lang alam. Maybe bags, maybe those things, such a bad example, but maybe those things are what's valuable to that person and space and entertaining people in her home, their home is not what's valuable. Yun lang 'yon. So there are different things that we value, different things that are important to us. And that's where you should start muna, no? In being able to live your lives stress-free when it comes to your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Para walang blink-blink, kagaya na sabi ni Jana kanina. Alam mo yun gagastosan mo.
Yes, diba? Yes. And you will not walang feel guilty. You will not feel guilty. So good. It feels so good when you spend na hindi ka magigilty. Kasi you know na yun yung aligned siya dun sa gusto mo talaga, binavalue mo. I think, okay, so one last example, sorry.
Go.
Mag-overtime tayo.
Go. Pero,
I mean, okay, so spending on expensive bags is not okay for me, but spending on flights is okay because I value experience. And I value, I value experience and visiting different places. So, hindi ako nagdadalawang isip pag ganun. And hindi ako nagigilty. Because I know, yun na yun yung i-value ko. So, hindi rin ako nagpapadala sa sales. Na kasi hindi naman yun inline sa gusto ko eh. Yun yung, for me, personally, yun yung sa example ng guilt-free spending. Intentional spending.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love that. And the way you were explaining to me, what I was getting from that is, it's also a lot of energy shift. When you were talking about budgeting apps, la da da da. To me, of course, I tried doing that too. Pero it felt like nag-agree sa akin yung microphone ako. It felt like a restriction. Kumbaga, na parang kailangan ito lang, budget nito, ganyan. Para kang restricted, para ka gusto mo magpumiglas tuloy, magbe-binge ka tuloy sa online shop or pag nag-grocery ka. Tinipid ko naman to eh. So, ito, ano yun,
yes.
No?
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it's coming from an energy of, well, depende na lang din sa'yo. But to me, it was like an energy of lack and keeping. Ganyan, diba? But pasarado. Whereas, yung, what's this? Intentional spending that you were talking about. Knowing what's valuable to you. And that's where what you spend on. And then the rest is just put them away. Mas nagiging positive yung imbis na you keep this for here, you spend it for that because that's what makes you happy. That's what's valuable to you. It's more meaningful, kumbaga. It's more good energy than it is
budget. Love and then you that. You attract kasi what you focus on. So if you are always coming from a place of shame, fear, guilt, yun yung maa-attract mo din, di ba?
Yeah.
And if you want to attract abundance, since we're talking about attraction rin and energy, nandito kasi yung abundance, di ba? Yung fear, shame, guilt, nandito sila. Nasa lower vibrational frequency. Naku, hindi makikita ng nasa podcast. Pero anyway.
Pero gets na yan, guys. High vibration, low vibration. Okay.
Yes, low vibration siya. And then if you want to attract abundance, then you have to think in a
high vibrational
mindset then. So you have to raise your vibration then. So yun.
Completely agree. So Jana, how does one start spending intentionally and living well while spending less? Let's say, and if you only had about a minute to talk to someone, give them this super important life advice. Paano tayo magsispend intentionally and how do we live well nang hindi tayo gumagastos ng malaki?
Okay. I have a simple exercise for that when I spend. I ask myself, is it worth my time? Because if you think about it, yung kinita mong money, it's an exchange of your time and energy. You spend time, you spend energy. So basically, money is just an energy as well. And it carries certain energy. So when I'm deciding on whether I should buy something or not, I ask myself, hindi na yung question na, can I afford this? Yes, kasi I can afford na, di ba? Lalo na pag kumikita ka na. It's more of, is it worth my time? Is it worth my energy? For example, you are earning 1,000 para lang madali, 1,000 per hour. And then the thing that you wanted to buy is 8,000. So that means you work 8 hours just to buy that one. Is it worth your time? And if you bought that, if you buy that and you end up just wasting it, just, you know, setting aside, it's a waste of your time, it's a waste of your energy, so it's a waste of your life. So I don't want to waste my life, Kara. So that's why I'm very intentional with my spending. Kasi every money na kinita ko, I spend energy dyan eh. And it's very valuable resources. I don't want to waste that. That's why I'm very intentional. I'm very, I don't even want to label myself as financial minimalist or what. But I'm just very intentional with the way I spend my money. Because it's my time, it's my energy. And I also applied it, sa taong ipapaligid ko sa life ko.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very protective of my energy and life. Because it's they're valuable, diba? So, if you buy something and then you end up wasting or dyan lang siya sa tabi, when I did that sa closet ko, sabi ko, oh my gosh, this is a time na hindi ko na mababalik. Kinita ko, diba? So, when I did that, I became more and more and more intentional pagdating sa spending ko. If you look at it that way, hindi mo na kailangan ng budget tracker.
Yeah. Kasi alam mo naman kung iuupo mo yung sarili mo and you write it down. You know what's valuable to you. If you don't know yet, then maybe it's time that you figure out what's valuable to you. Maybe that's the reason why you don't know where your money's going, because everything is valuable to you.
Yes.
Hindi mo pa alam kung alin, diba? Narrow it down to maybe the top 3 to 5 things that you're willing to spend on. And then the rest, cut them out. Save it. Put it in your emergency fund, diba? Put it in your savings. Invest it. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jana, for your time, for your knowledge. Thank you for your energy.
Thank you.
I don't normally expect to like really enjoy. I expect to learn a lot when I talk about finances on the podcast, but to really, really enjoy it. Thank you so much for making it so fun to learn about money and how to live intentionally. So I have one last question for you. Something I ask my guests on the show brings us back to a high vibrational energy, like what you were saying a while ago. I want to end it like that. Shout out your gratitude journal to the universe. What are you grateful for right now in this moment?
Oh, in this moment. Okay, so it's one of the things that I do in the morning. So meron akong planner, tapos meron dun question, what are you grateful for today? And then this morning, I wrote down na I'm grateful for this opportunity to share my energy here sa platform na to. And of course, for knowing you, for connecting with you. It's just so amazing paano tayo nag-connect. Because like I told you, diba, I found your podcast a few days after I turned 30. How amazing was that? I think it's not an accident. It's
oh, the definitely power of, not.
synchronicity. So it's the thing that I'm grateful for at the moment. Thank you for sharing your platform, for allowing me to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me your time and your knowledge. Very, very valuable. Thank you so much, Jana. Now, how can our followers, because I for sure, hopefully can have a short conversation about you, about this with you off the air, because I do want to learn more about how I can, you know, intentionally live, spend my money and live my life and stress-free when it comes to finances. But how can they reach out to you if somebody wants to talk to you about this? They have questions. Where can they reach you?
All right. I am more, I mean, I'm everywhere kasi I'm a true-blooded millennial, diba? So, but I'm more active sa Instagram. So you can find me at Janilyn Sakdalan. I also host my own podcast. You can find it Apple and Spotify. You can just search In Pursuit by Janilyn Sakdalan. And yeah, I'm also on TikTok and Facebook. Yeah, but if you want to reach out, you can reach out to me through Instagram.
Got it. All right. TikTok, you're also there. And make sure to check out In Pursuit. That is her podcast. I will, after 30, we'll also be on there very soon, I think. Thank you so much for having me as well. And again, Janilyn Sakdalan, everybody, I look forward to having more episodes with you. And sana makita tayo malamang sa Singapore.
Yes.
I would love to have coffee with you.
Let me know if you're here. And
for sure.
In Davao, maybe.
Yeah, or Manila. Just let me know. I look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much, Janilyn. Bye, everybody. See you in the next episode. Thank you so, so much for your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, this is the part where you share the things, people, moments, whatever it is that you're grateful for today. I would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook at After 30 with Cara Erigel. I would love to see you tag me in your stories if you do post this. And please follow me on Spotify if you haven't yet, and also leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would really, really help the podcast. And of course, me a lot. And I truly, truly appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. Don't forget, be grateful.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.